football on off the ball.
Yeah, I think we needed a big statement home win like that, and I think it was convincing to go. It's never happened in my whole career that I've conceded after 8 seconds. I can't believe we conceded after 8 seconds.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll look ahead to tonight's Champions League semi-final first leg between PSG and Bayern Munich. Manchester United all but confirmed their place in next season's competition, and it's Fermanagh's Kieran McKenna about to lead Ipswich back to the Premier League at the first time of asking. But first, Bayern Munich boss Vincent Kompany believes their Champions League semi-final against PSG will be decided by fine margins. They travel to the holders for the first leg of their tie tonight. Kompany won't be in the dugout for the game in Paris due to a touchline ban.
I think they're two very experienced teams. I think Luis Enrique said that it's going to be about details. It's never been more true, and he played at the top level, so it's something you know when you've played also there, that it's the players deciding these moments.
At the weekend, Bayern came from 3-0 down to beat Mainz 4-3 away from home in the Bundesliga. The current German champions will have to do without Serge Gnabry, however, as he's been ruled out for the season with a thigh injury, which means he'll also miss the World Cup this summer. PSG won 3-0 against Angers at the weekend. They have a 6-point lead at the top with 4 games to play in the league. Achraf Hakimi and Vitinha are both carrying knocks, but both are expected to play. Bayern have already beaten the holders in this season's competition in Paris as well. It was a 2-1 win, and that was despite having Luis Diaz sent off. Winger Kvicha Kvaratskhelia says these are the two best teams in Europe.
Yeah, I remember that game very good. I think it was the start of the season that we were not good as they were, and we had like many important players injured. And even that game, I think the second half, we showed that we were capable of everything. We can beat them, but it was many chances that we cannot score. Right now, I think we play two best team right now plays against each other. And now I think the game will be more important for each team. And I mean, now two best team plays against each other, I think.
No team has won back-to-back Champions League titles since Real Madrid won 3 in a row between 2016 and 2018. PSG boss Luis Enrique says both him and his players are determined as ever.
Well, it's something different because the first one, it was like a relief for everybody in Paris. And now it's a different history. It's a motivation for us. Really motivation, because making history was great. But we are hungry, and we want to improve our level. I'm excited to play that match, to play those two matches, and looking forward to starting the match tomorrow.
Kickoff at the Parc des Princes is 8 o'clock. Kevin Coban joined Eoin Sheehan on the football show last night, and with possibly 6 Premier League clubs qualifying for the Champions League next season, the former Ireland international said it makes a mockery of the competition.
The 3 o'clock on a Saturday would be dead, with half the league playing in Europe in the first half of the season anyway. But that would just be astonishing. I'm not sure like how other leagues would feel about that.
Europe, yeah.
But half the league in Europe, it just feels like far too great a footprint from one league across three competitions.
But that's the way we've been going, Owen. We know, you know, to stem the flow of Super League, the way that it has been going, it's about getting more and more of the considered top league teams into the elite competitions. That's the way that it's been going for a while now. And maybe UEFA feel a little bit cornered that this is the only way that they can stem the flow, because it will come again, not undoubtedly, in the future. The Super League issue will come around, where there'll be someone that's going to fund it, and they'll be speaking to the big leagues or the big teams again that's playing in those leagues. So it doesn't feel right to me, just in answer to what you're saying there. Your point doesn't feel right. I was still from an era of one team playing in the European Cup, and you know, you've got a Cup Winners' Cup team and you've got a UEFA Cup team. That's the way it was. 3 teams get in. And I know that obviously the change, and we've seen the quality of the Champions League, the way that it's really gone on. But that amount, as I said, nearly half the league, potentially half the league in European competition, I don't know if it maybe even diminishes the Premier League as well, because a lot of these teams playing on Thursday night as well, big games on a Tuesday and Wednesday night, not able to recover fully for a Saturday game for those sides. The other games have been pushed to Sunday and Monday and things like this. It just doesn't feel right in terms of Premier League as well, does it? That's the way that I would see it, Owen.
If you want to hear that back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed. Manchester United need just two more points to confirm a top five finish in the Premier League, which would mean a return to the Champions League next season. They made it back-to-back wins by beating Brentford 2-1 at Old Trafford. Casemiro and Benjamin Sheshko scored first half goals for Michael Carrick's side.
The effort and the togetherness of the players was fantastic. We could have scored more. But listen, it's the time of year, it's a results business, and we needed to take the points, and we've had a fantastic two games on the back of the Leeds defeat.
After the game, Michael Carrick was also full of praise for midfielder Casemiro. The 34-year-old Brazilian will leave in the summer after 4 years with United. Carrick says it's clear how much these final few games mean to him.
Probably the situation, the clarity of it has helped everything to be so open and understand. For the supporters as well, for him, for everybody, and credit to him, because the situation that it is, he's given absolutely everything as well and had some big moments for us.
Defender Harry Maguire says they got the job done despite not being at their best.
We found it struggling that first half, and we changed shape a little bit in the second half. I felt like it was a lot more solid. We covered the pitch a lot more, a lot less crosses were coming into the box. Disappointing to obviously concede the goal from the edge of the box. We've got to get out a little bit quicker than that to block the shot and block the ball.
Jamie Carragher was in the Sky studio last night for coverage of the game. He says he's no doubt Michael Carrick will be United's manager next season. The interim boss has overseen 9 wins in his 13 games in charge. Carragher says he deserves the job long term.
They are absolutely sensational results. I mean, they're results of a title winner going for someone going for the league. Now, I know that pressure isn't on Manchester United right now. You know, they haven't got European fixtures. All these other things will come into it, but I don't think anybody could have come in and done any better results-wise.
As for Brentford, Keith Andrews' side are 9th, 2 points off Brighton in 6th place. Despite the loss at Old Trafford last night, he says he was pleased with the performance.
A little bit on the back foot in the first 10 minutes or so, but after that, I thought we reacted brilliantly to the game, the state of the game, and the bravery in which we played with, the courage in which we played with. I thought we were outstanding for large parts of the game, and unfortunately, we couldn't take our opportunities that we created.
Ipswich boss Kieran McKenna expects both sides to go all out when they face promotion rival Southampton tonight. A win would all but secure Ipswich a place in the top two in the Championship. Southampton need all 3 points to keep their automatic promotion hopes alive. Ipswich would go 3 ahead of third place Millwall, but Ipswich are 17 goals better off in terms of goal difference. Fermanagh's McKenna says he expects the host to play on the front foot at St Mary's.
They're an aggressive, positive team anyway, and they're going to go and try and win the game. Yeah, I think we all know if the game's tied in the last 10 minutes, I don't think anyone's going to be sitting on a draw. So let's see where we get to. It's going to take a big, big effort to go there and compete as well as what we want. And it's clear that both teams want to win.
The Saints are 4 points behind Ipswich, so a win tonight closes the gap to 1 heading into the final weekend. Southampton defender Nathan Wood says they believe they can get the wins they need to return to the Premier League.
We're confident. I think we just take it game by game. We're not really getting ahead of ourselves. It's always about the next game. That message is clear. So yeah, like, we're feeling good at the minute. Confidence is high. So yeah, we'll see what happens. Hopefully it's a positive end.
Manchester City have been linked with Arsenal pair Katie McCabe and Beth Mead, who are free agents this summer. Both players who are 30 are out of contract at the end of the season and will be allowed to leave the Champions League holders. Ireland captain McCabe joined Arsenal in December 2015 from Shelburne. Mead followed in 2017 from Sunderland. McCabe made her 300th appearance for the club in Sunday's Champions League semi-final first leg win over Lyon. One player that will stay with Arsenal is defender Steph Catley. The club has announced today that the 32-year-old Australian international has agreed a new 2-year deal. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
You could jump over a mini jar. Did you ever hear about that?
No.
Duncan McKenzie.
What?
He could jump over a mini. He could do two things. He could jump over a mini and he could throw a golf ball the length of the pitch.
What?
Over the length of the pitch.
How does it work? Does he take a long run up?
No, we were in the dressing room shortly after he arrived. He said, "Hey, Duncan, what about this, you know, jumping over the mini business? You know, we don't believe you, you know." So there was a mini out in the car park. So he said, "Right, come on and show us out there." And we walked out. And it's quite high, the mini.
Yeah.
What he did, actually, Jack, he sort of only strolled up to it 2 or 3 strides. And I honestly thought he was going to turn back and say, "Look, lads, I'm only joking." Hopped over it. Hopped over the mini.
In one go?
One go. Hopped over it. And then we got him out on the pitch. And he threw the ball from one end of the pitch right onto the terraces.
A golf ball?
A golf ball.
And does this mean that he was amazing at long throws and also...
No, it meant nothing. It meant nothing. In fact, it became a bit of a joke with the lads that the reason they spent 250 grand on him was because he could jump the mini and throw the ball the length of the pitch.